With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. When the school year begins, Wisconsin emergency departments notice a concerning trend. More young people experience large increases in self-harm. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with a health expert about the rise in anxiety and depression among teens and what adults need to look out for.
More than half of Wisconsin kids and teens are feeling anxious, depressed, or suicidal. It's an increasing trend that's been going on for at least 10 years now, and one that health officials are concerned about. It comes alongside another trend. When school starts back up in September, more kids and teens self-harm. Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health Director Linda Hall says there are signs parents can look out for.
Kids are withdrawing more, their mood changes. If they're wearing long sleeves when it's not comfortable to wear long sleeves, that might be something to look into a little bit more. And then, you know, take those steps to get some support. Either find out what's happening at school that might be helpful in terms of mental health support, or go to your pediatrician and ask for support there.
Hall believes all students could benefit from being more connected. She says the data has repeatedly shown that our brains are wired to connect with others and need a sense of belonging.
The data shows us in lots of different ways. It shows us that when they feel like they belong, they're more likely to show up at school. They will have trusted relationships with teachers, so they're in a position to learn. And when they do better in school, they feel better. And oh, by the way, they're better prepared for after school, having a career and making a living that's sustainable.
Hall says parents can be supportive by having open communication and listening to their child. Healthy habits like eating right, getting enough sleep, limiting social media time, and getting outside for physical activities can all help improve mental health. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
After hours, veterinary care can be hard to find in the North Woods. A Woodruff woman is hoping to change that. Lauren Cook recently started a petition to build interest in an emergency clinic. She was inspired after suffering a pet owner's worst nightmare.
My motivation behind this was I lost my 7-year-old mini golden doodle quite recently this summer, and it was simply because the care isn't offered in our area. Once we brought Ellie to the Mosinee Clinic, she was placed 13th in line.
Cook said she understands why Paw Health gets backed up, given that it's the only clinic of its kind in the area. She said having an emergency clinic closer to home would go a long way and help other pet owners from dealing with the same tragedy she did.
I'm hopeful that the word just gets spread around that we are in need of care like that around this area, as well as get the vets around here to possibly think of other ideas or options to provide this care.
Dr. Cassidy Schuff co-owns a clinic in Woodruff and agreed that access to care is a major issue. Schuff does what she can to get as many people in while the clinic is open, but that her clinic and others don't have the staff to stay open 24/7.
We try really hard to work everybody in as much as physically possible. We're a family-owned clinic, so we only have myself and my husband who work here as the veterinarians. Appointment-wise, we really try extremely hard to make sure we have blocks every day for people who call day of to be able to get them in that day.
She said if you do need help after hours, there are plenty of hotlines to call and that pet owners should try to be patient. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A Hazelhurst man has been identified as the person killed in an Oneida County ATV crash. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office says 66-year-old Jay Zivell died at the scene due to injuries sustained from the ATV accident. It happened Sunday evening in the Oneida County town of Cashion. Zivell had been riding on Lakewood Road near Sand Lake Road. The ATV went off a curve and hit a telephone pole. Harmful algae bloom events are increasing, according to a recent analysis of EPA data, and have occurred in all states, including Wisconsin. Mike Moen reports.
In 2021, more than 100 people were sickened by toxic algae, mostly in freshwater. And the number of reported toxic algae outbreaks have increased each year from 2015 to 2023. John Rumpler with Environment America, the group behind the analysis, says that nitrogen, phosphorus, grease, bacteria, and other farm runoff is one of the driving causes.
These industrial-scale operations with hundreds of dairy cows, that volume of manure, it just all too often winds its way to rivers and lakes and streams.
The EPA says exposure to toxic algae can include skin rashes, headaches, vomiting, and pneumonia. Children and pets are especially vulnerable. In the new Census of Agriculture, data show the number of Wisconsin farms is declining, but farm sizes are growing, underscoring concerns about the expansion of industrial agriculture. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
A judge says Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers properly used his partial veto powers on a literacy bill. Evers signed a bill in July 2023 that created an early literacy coaching program and grants. The state budget set aside $50 million for the initiatives, but the bill did not allocate any money. Evers signed another bill in February that Republicans maintained created guidelines for allocating the $50 million. Evers used his partial veto powers on the bill to change multiple allocations into a single appropriation for school officials. Republicans sued in April, alleging the partial vetoes were unconstitutional since the governor can only exercise those powers on bills that make appropriations. A circuit judge ruled Tuesday the bill makes appropriations. The Wisconsin Elections Commission voted Tuesday to keep Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the battleground state's presidential ballot despite his request to be removed, and also rejected a Democratic attempt to oust independent candidate Cornell West. A move by Democratic Elections Commissioners to keep Green Party candidate Jill Stein off the ballot also failed. Ultimately, the commission approved 8 presidential candidates for the ballot in Wisconsin: Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Randall Terry of the Constitution Party, Chase Oliver of the Libertarian Party, Claudia De La Cruz of the Socialism and Liberation Party, and Kennedy, West, and Stein. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.